Today we say hello to our listeners on WDUK in Havana, Illinois. This nice town on the Illinois River isn't the first city located here. We'll go back 1,000 years on today's broadcast, brought to you by the new AgriGold Giants. Check out the latest hybrids that are towering over the competition at AgriGold.com. About 50 miles southwest of Peoria, on a hill overlooking the Illinois River, Michael White oversees a place that reveals the story of those who lived here about a millennium ago.
This was once the Dixon family property, and Don Dixon, a young man in the early part of the 20th century, was curious about Indian remains and ended up excavating into one of the mounds on the property. He opened it as a tourist attraction to tell the story about ancient Indian history in the area.
The mounds were simply called Dixon Mounds.
These were a set of burial mounds. There were 11 mounds all told in this location. The use of them was about 900 years ago in round numbers.
You might think of this as a cemetery that served a broad community.
People in nearby communities, ancient communities, would bring the remains of the dead to this place and lay them to rest. When Dixon began his excavation, his intent was essentially, if you will, sort of peel back a blanket of earth and let one look into two of the mounds as if they were just there and open.
As Dixon began to examine the mounds, he also began to piece together the story of those who once lived in the area.
Indian people, like people around the world, would often signify a person by placing objects with them. In general, important people ended up with extraordinary objects, and everyday people may have ended up with everyday objects. And it was pretty clear to Dixon's eye right off the bat that there were different kind of people within the mound.
Dixon Mounds has an incredible museum, a real jewel in central Illinois. We'll have more of the story next time as we travel the countryside. And brought to you by AgriGold. In Havana, Illinois, I'm Andrew McCray.